situation I've got is that one of the rooms where I suspect the laundry room used to be has a floor drain in it.
Okay.
And I'm getting some seepage that's obvious from the exposed cinder block from where all the drywall has been torn out.
Okay.
So I've got that issue. But my specific question is on that floor drain, if I go in there and convert that to a bedroom, is it safe to either block off that drain somehow, or how would you recommend I handle a situation like that?
Well, it's a great question, Dan. A lot of times what we recommend when we go out to do inspections is when you have a floor drain, especially when you're talking about in a finished area, there's two things that you're always susceptible to having when you have floor drains. One of those is that a lot of times you'll get sewer gases that can come back up out of those drains. But then also during heavy rainfalls, sometimes the city sewer systems can get overwhelmed and the water can back up into the basement through a floor drain. So what we recommend to people is you can go to just about any hardware store and get what's called a test plug. So basically what you want to do is you want to look at that floor drain, measure the diameter of it, and then a test plug is basically like a rubber fitting, and it's going to have a wing nut on the top of it. So when you tighten down on the top of that nut, it's going to expand out and it's going to seal off that floor drain temporarily. That way, if you ever do decide to, you know, take out the bedroom and you want to use that floor drain for some reason, you can just unscrew that and you'll be able to get access right to your drain again.
Well, that sounds like a good solution. If it does back up with the test plug in, what occurs? Does it back up the other pipes in the basement?
Well, I mean, generally, if you have a lot of floor drains down in the basement, it's going to back up anyway. That's what we usually recommend to people. Any floor drain down in the basement is something you would want to put a test plug on.
All right, well, thank you very much for taking my question, Pat.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Dan.
And the phone line is open for Pat at 304-345-5858, 304-345-5858. I think Dan did mention some damage with some mold or whatever on the basement walls and tearing out basement walls and stuff, and just so happens that kind of leads into this new one of the new product lines at Basement Systems of West Virginia is the Everlast Wall?
It is the Everlast Wall Restoration System.
How does this is? First, explain what the product is, because it's what, a quarter inch thick, maybe?
It's a half inch.
Half inch thick, and what's it made of?
Well, it's basically like a cement board, and it's designed specifically to replace a drywall finish down inside of a basement. Drywall is one of the worst types of finishes you can have in a basement because of the potential of moisture issues down there, and drywall does not react very well to any kind of moisture. So this type of material, the cement board, there is no organic materials that are used with the composition of it. So if this ever is exposed to moisture, say, for example, Dan just mentioned a plumbing issue. If he had a plumbing issue with this Everlast wall system, this can be in a couple inches of water once you drain it out. There's not going to be mold or mildew growing on the wall. There's not going to be that deterioration where the drywall gets real mushy when it gets wet. And you're not going to have to worry about replacing any of the wall materials. The wall system itself is made of cement board. And then there's also a nice decorative finish to it. It's got a vinyl finish on the front of it. So it's something that's very easy to clean.
Neutral color?
Absolutely. It's a combination of a beige and a white. So it gives you a nice neutral finish, and that vinyl finish is nice because a lot of times when you do have any kind of a flood in the basement, whether it's plumbing issue or drains backing up or anything, a lot of times you'll get like a watermark up on the wall. This way, after that water drains out, you can come in, just wipe the wall down, and you're right back to where you have your finished basement.
And it comes with the finished chair rail and whatever's at the bottom.
The baseboard.
Baseboard, yeah.
Yeah, the even the baseboard and the chair rail on the wall systems, these are made out of PVC. So this is something, once again, if it ever does get exposed to any kind of moisture, you're not going to have to worry about pulling it off and replacing it.
But it doesn't look like PVC.
Absolutely.
I mean, it looks like it's wood.
Absolutely.
It has a nice sort of satin finish to it, so it doesn't shine and look slick. I mean, this looks dramatic on the wall. And the cool thing is, I guess many times when you have a mold or mildew issue in the basement, it seems to be predominantly from the floor up, what, 2 feet, 3 feet?
It comes 32 inches is the standard height, but you could truthfully run it all the way up to the ceiling if we needed to.
If you needed to.
Yeah.
But if you only have maybe half a wall that's being affected by mold or mildew from the floor up, like, say, 3 feet, then you could keep, you could cut out the bad section of wall where you have the mold mildew issue.
Yes.
Or waterline issue on the old stuff. And just simply put this in place of where you cut out the old crap.
Exactly. That's what you would do is we would come in, we would cut the wall up as high as needed to. And then what we would do also in combination with putting on this type of system, if there is water damage and if you had a framed out wall or if you had furring strips and they were damaged by the moisture, what we'll typically do is we'll cut up those studs as well and we'll replace those with a metal stud finish. We'll put on like a metal furring strip in place of the existing wood. That way, if there is another plumbing issue down the road, once again, you're not going to have to worry about refinishing anything.
So you simply you cut and remove the damaged drywall and the bottom of the studs. You replace the bottom of the wood studs, as you say, with metal studs, and then install the Everlast wall panels up to 32 inches, or you can go all the way to the ceiling if you want.
Absolutely.
And it's finished with chair rail and trim, and then you can also, if you like, install the optional thermal dry or Mill Creek flooring, and you have got yourself an absolutely beautiful room that is also almost maintenance-free, isn't it?
Maintenance-free, moisture-proofed. You're cool. Ready to go.
I'm telling you what. And the flooring we didn't talk about, but if the if you have the flooring, it comes in tile sections, correct?
Yeah, it's a modular floor system. So the flooring panels, they come in a 1x1 foot tile.
So if somebody drops a cinder block on one of the tiles, I don't know how that could happen, but you can just simply pop one of those squares out and replace it with another one.
Absolutely. Any kind of damage, whether it's at the bottom of the stairs and it's a high traffic area and over the years the flooring gets worn out, all you got to do is pop up a couple of tiles and just pop in a couple new ones. You're right back to square one.
You know, the thermal dry flooring, too, it doesn't sit flat on the pad, does it? It's raised up.
Yeah, it is a raised floor system. There's small pegs that come off of the bottom of the flooring tiles that'll hold the tile up a quarter inch off the floor. And what this does is it creates a thermal break in between the floor slab of the basement and the surface of the flooring material. Because a lot of times, if anybody who has a basement, they know in the wintertime, those floors get really cold down inside of that basement. Mm-hmm. And it's often very uncomfortable to walk on. And, you know, for some reason, you got little kids down there, and they don't want to sit down on the floor because sure. It's so cold. So these flooring systems are designed to create that thermal break. And then also the reason why it's important to have that raised flooring is because a lot of people don't understand the way that air moves through a house is called a stack effect. Air comes in through the lower parts of the foundation, it carries up through the house, and then ultimately it's going to vent out through the roof or through the attic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that process of air moving through the house, it creates negative pressure inside of your basement. So in other words, your house acts like a vacuum on the earth, mm-hmm. and you actually draw endless stream of moisture coming up from the earth. So these flooring systems allow that floor to be able to breathe.
And let's talk a minute about the flooring. You have various styles of flooring available, too.
Absolutely. There's our tile finish, which is a tan and a gray color. There's also a tan and a gray color carpeting type of finish. And then there's also a parquet wood finish. It's like an oak color.
It's fabulous. I've seen the samples. And I would put that almost anywhere in the house, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. And like I said, these systems, you know, they're not only designed to deal with the moisture issues, but these are designed to be permanent fixes. That's with the wall system that we had just spoke about. How many wall systems can you find out there that have a 50-year warranty on them? These wall systems are guaranteed for 50 years inside of a basement. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. moisture problems, everything, these systems are built to last.
You have to, if you get a chance to see the wall system, the Everlast wall, maybe at a home show when you guys are down or whatever, you've got to come see this because it's fabulous and it's available with Basement Systems of West Virginia. Phone number on the air if you have any questions for Pat, 304-345-5858, 304-345-5858 on WCHS, the voice of Charleston.
WCHS!
My name's Nick and I'm a doer, which is probably why I started my own landscaping business. I specialize in plant-driven design. I do azaleas. I do lavender shrubs. One thing I don't do, sales and promotional materials.
My name's Alex, and I work at the UPS store helping doers like Nick do whatever it is they do or don't do, like color sales brochures, laminated promotional materials, even professionally printed business cards. They just swing by the store or upload their files online, and I take it from there.
Looks like logistics helped me win another piece of business. Yeah, hey, that's Nick.
Doers love logistics. That's why they love the printing and finishing services at the UPS Store. Participation, prices, and hours vary by location. See theupsstore.com/print for full details.
Visit the UPS Store and our friendly staff will help take care of all your copying and printing needs. And right now, we are offering 29-cent color copies. Visit theupsstore.com to find your participating location in Charleston or South Charleston today.
I'm Joe Manchin. For over a year and a half, I've been fighting President Obama and his administration's attack on coal and our way of life. For me, our values and priorities will always come first. With your support, I'll take this fight to Washington. I'll fight cap and trade. I'll cut wasteful spending and get our financial house back in order. I'll also do what's right to grow our economy and create good jobs. By working together, we made progress in West Virginia. The truth is, they don't know how to do that in Washington. And we'll never get this country back on track unless we put politics aside and do what's right for our country, not for anyone's political party. In the spirit of Senator Byrd, I'll also stand up to anyone, any president, regardless of their political party, when they're wrong. I'll do it as often as necessary to protect our state. I'm Joe Manchin. I'm running for Senate, and I approve this message because I'll always do what's best for West Virginia. Paid for by Joe Manchin for West Virginia.
What do your clothes say about you? Slept in the bus station all night? Had a problem with the salad dressing or see cover of GQ? Mound Cleaners can give you the look that says success. With their quality Sanitone dry cleaning process recommended by clothing manufacturers, Mound Cleaners can restore colors, brighten whites, and make fabrics look new. And they've got the certified master dry cleaning seal. Okay, so you might not make GQ, but you'll be looking your best with help from Mound Cleaners across from the Mound in South Charleston.
When you learn you're going to have a baby, it's an exciting time and there's a lot to do. Of course, you want the best for your baby, so consider getting the best furniture for your baby. At Pew Furniture, we're expanding our baby furniture department to make our selection even bigger and better. And the quality? Solid wood, real furniture with sturdy construction to meet the highest standards. Yours. Our solid wood cribs will convert to a toddler bed, then to a full-size bed. So regardless of what stage your child is in, you have the right bed. You'll find quality name brands like Childcraft, Westwood, Legacy, and Lee. Plus, you get Pew Furniture's lowest price guarantee. Right now, get a select crib mattress for half price with a qualified purchase. Come on into Pew Furniture Warehouse Showrooms, where it's better quality furniture at prices you want to pay. 1320 Smith Street in Charleston's Furniture District, open 7 days a week.
No matter how big or how small the job, State Equipment has a Kubota to tackle it. Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% financing at State Equipment on all Kubota models, including zero-turn lawn tractors, farm tractors with up to 135 horsepower, mini excavators, and the popular Kubota RTV 500 utility vehicle for only $8,995. And 0% financing is available on all Kubota equipment with approved credit. Around the house, on the job, or on the farm, State Equipment has the Kubota model you need. See State Equipment for all the details, with locations in Cross Lanes, Beckley, Parkersburg, and Bridgeport.
If you have a question for Pat on the air, our phone number is 304-345-5858 from Basement Systems of West Virginia. That's 304-345-5858. To get in touch with Basement Systems of West Virginia, a couple of different ways. Number one, go online to basementsystemswv.com. You can also schedule a free inspection and estimate online. Or you can call their toll-free number, 1-888-619-1300, 1-888-619-1300. Not only is it a free inspection and estimate, but they will also leave behind a nice little booklet, whether it's your basement or your crawl space.
Booklets, brochures, and in most cases, we draw up the estimate right on the spot.
And there is financing available, too, if a homeowner wants that. And I know that, you know, if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, we have a couple of really nice financing programs. There's basically, we have interest-free loans that you can use to pay to have the work done. And there's a 180-day same-as-cash program, a 365-day same-as-cash program.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of really nice financing options, and you know, that's whenever I get a chance to borrow money for free, I usually try to take advantage of it.
I hear you, brother. Phone number here on the air, 304-345-5858, as we go into the crawl space. There should be some Halloween music playing right now. The crawl space is a place many homeowners just would rather not have to fool with in terms of crawling under there.
Exactly. And one of the big things that always goes through people's minds when they're talking about their crawl space is exactly what you're alluding to. I never go down there, so why should I even care what's going on down there?
And that's bad because a lot of bad things could be happening under there.
Well, exactly. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, the foundation affects the rest of the house and also all the things going on within that foundation down underneath of that first floor of the house that you never want to go underneath.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of problems that can affect the rest of the house in terms of the air quality upstairs, the structural components, whether it's the foundation walls themselves, the piering underneath of the crawl space, or even the wood structure.
And, you know, once you get under there and you have, I mean, if you're doing an inspection for someone and it's going to be an estimate, you go under with under the in the crawl space with a camera so that you can come back and, I guess, download the pictures on your laptop or whatever and show the homeowner who didn't want to go under there with you what are some of the things they need to be concerned about.
Exactly. And that's what when we go underneath of a house, you know, we're generally down there because the homeowner thinks that they have some type of moisture problem. So right away, we're looking for a couple of different things associated with moisture problems. One of those, and most commonly, is mold and mildew issues underneath of the crawl space. And the mold and mildew issues are a direct result of the moisture. You can also have structural issues to the wood itself as a result of the moisture. And that's moisture causes so many problems underneath of a crawl space because, number one, there's many types of moisture that you deal with inside of the crawl space. There's groundwater issues. There's the water vapor that you naturally have coming up from the earth, and then there's also high humidity that's a result down inside of the crawl space. And a lot of times, that humidity is what's causing most of the problems underneath of a house. And basically, when people originally started to build homes with vented dirt crawl spaces, the way that a crawl space is built wasn't just something that somebody said, hey, we'll put this down there. There was a lot of thought involved with how houses were built with crawl spaces. People were aware of the fact that moisture naturally comes up from that exposed dirt inside of the crawl space. So generally, you see a 6 mil plastic over the top of the surface of the ground to act as a vapor barrier, stop moisture from coming up and affecting the building materials. But at the same time, the people who originally came up with these concepts knew that that plastic couldn't be sealed up to the foundation walls because there's no backbone to it. So if you tried to nail it up to the wall or pin it up to the wall, glue it, caulk it, as soon as you put weight on it, it's going to pull right off.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did was they put vents in the foundation walls so that as this moisture is coming up, it's going to be able to escape out of the crawl space before it comes in contact with the building materials. Problem was, no one had ever done the scientific research to figure out if that was the best way to build a house with a crawl space. Now, in hindsight, we look back and we say, uh-oh, every house now that has a vented dirt crawl space should have one of these encapsulation systems that we use inside of it.
Talk about the encapsulation system, CleanSpace. How's it installed?
Well, what we do is we're trying to do two things underneath of a home to correct moisture issues. Number one, we're trying to isolate the earth from the house. We do this using a 20 mil liner called CleanSpace. This is a very heavy-duty material, and essentially what we're doing is creating an envelope underneath of the house where the CleanSpace will run across the floors, up the walls. It'll seal up to the foundation walls. We're able to seal this material up to the walls because even though it's 20 mils thick, it still has this polyester fiber woven into it. So when we pin this up to the foundation, now you have a solid anchor where you can walk across it, crawl across it, store stuff on it, and it's not going to pull off of the foundation. Now that we have that solid anchor onto the foundation walls, we can fold down the top edge, we put a polyurethane caulking, and we'll seal that material right up to the foundation. Now any of that moisture coming up from the ground isn't going to be able to bypass that vapor barrier and affect your building materials.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that we're trying to accomplish is to create a conditioned environment underneath of the house. A lot of times people don't realize that the reason you get high humidity in your crawl space is because a crawl space will stay about 60 to 70 degrees during the warmer months of the year, namely the spring, summer, early fall. And then as you get these warmer temperatures outside, all this warm air starts to blow in through those vents. For every 1 degree that that warm air cools, it increases the humidity by 2.2% inside of that crawl space. So it can be enough, a nice, comfortable day outside, and you can have high humidity inside of the crawl space. You generally want to keep the humidity underneath of the house anywhere from about 50 to 55%. This way it's not too dry where you're going to cause issues with the air quality upstairs and drying out the house too much. You're also not going to have enough moisture in the air for mold, mildew, and structural issues with the wood itself.
Because as you encapsulate the crawl space, you also would be basically you also cover up the vents going under the house because it's really not necessary to have that.
Absolutely.
Right? And if you see any holes or if there's a, you know, where the door, if there's a doorway entrance into the crawl space, what do you do with that?
Well, we have a door material that we use. It's called an Everlast door system, and we use it for two reasons. Number one, the material itself is a high-density plastic, so it's not going to deteriorate from being exposed to any kind of, you know, extreme elements on the outside. It's going to be very difficult for an animal to be able to chew through it. And basically, we use that material because it's going to seal up very nicely so that you're stopping that exchange of air that causes the high humidity underneath of the house.
And also, when one may think, well, you're plugging up the vents to the house, going underneath the house, is there going to be like plastic showing or something where the vents are? How do you cover the vents?
Well, what we do is we use a two inch foam board, and we pack that inside of the vents, and then we seal around that with either a caulking or a foam spray. And it's going to, you know, your house on the outside isn't going to lose any of its cosmetic or curb appeal. It's going to look the same way as it does now on the outside. It's just that it's going to have a dry crawl space without mold or mildew issues underneath of it.
You brought in some examples of what looks like, I guess this is a house that you have visited recently and went in the crawl space. And just from the photographs, I'm no expert, but, I mean, when you see dry rot and you see wood just falling off and melting away, really, and you see your hygrometer is registering like 86% humidity underneath the house, obviously, oh yeah, and you can stick your ballpoint pen through holes in the in the floor joist, you've got an issue here.
Absolutely. And this goes back to the structural issues that you have, whether it's with the wood or the piering underneath of the foundation. And basically all the wood that's used to build the underside of the house, whether it's the floor joists, the sill plate, the box seals, or the main beam, all that wood is processed at a lumber yard, and part of that processing is to dry it out to tighten it up and give it more structural strength. Well, once you take that dried out wood and start to expose it to moisture over an extended period of time, that wood's going to act like a sponge, and it's going to soak that moisture into it, and that's going to cause the wood to swell. Well, when your wood starts to swell, it loses that structural integrity, so it can start to sag down. Also, it's going to become very soft, so the weight of the house is up on top of that wood building material, so it can start to actually crush the wood itself. And then as far as the dry rot's concerned, the dry rot is a result of the extended exposure to that moisture. As I mentioned, when that moisture gets into that wood, it causes it to swell. Well, when the wood dries out because the humidity drops back down, it's going to start to contract. So that contraction and expansion eventually will cause the fibers of the wood to start to break apart. Mm-hmm. And then the wood becomes very brittle where you can break it off with your hand, shove a ballpoint pen right through it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have an issue where the floor joists have to be repaired. And I don't know if anyone out there has ever had to experience getting floor joists, subfloors, main beams, sill plates repaired. It's a very expensive process because you have to lift up the house and support the weight of the house in order to correct those types of issues to do it the proper way.
Tell us about this new thing called Smart Jack system.
Well, the Smart Jacks are designed to be a replacement for a peering system inside of a crawl space. One of the big issues that people have with crawl spaces, other than just the moisture issues and the mold issues, is that they have inadequate peering underneath of the crawl space. Your crawl space peering is usually a concrete pier. It's concrete blocks that are stacked up. And a lot of times over the years, sometimes those piers will start to settle down into the ground. That can cause sagging. A lot of times when you're looking at these piers inside of a crawl space, usually the main beam and the floor joists are supposed to sit directly up on top of those piers. Well, a lot of times they don't fit in there, so what do? We take shims, little scrap pieces of wood, and we pack them in underneath of here. And then over the years, the weight of the house just starts to compress, and it'll break through those pieces of wood.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have issues where the floors are sagging, you're getting cracks in the drywall, the doors, the windows go uneven.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you'll actually see where the floor or the partition walls on the upstairs part of the house mm-hmm. are actually pulling off away from the floor because of the floor settling down.
Right. So smart jack is, how do you use that? I mean, how's the system work?
Well, these are designed to be a permanent fix for peering issues and for settling underneath your sagging floors.
So if you have a sagging floor, smart jack will take care of that.
Exactly. The smart jack is designed so that what we do is we go into a crawl space, and first thing you need to do is you need to create a solid foundation for that peering system. So we dig a hole into the ground, and then we're going to use a engineering fill. In other words, we use a crushed stone, and it's compacted down into the ground. And what that compacted stone is going to do is it's going to distribute the pressure or the weight amongst the soil.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have a very solid foundation underneath that peering. Then the smart jack itself is a galvanized steel beam. And basically that peering system, the smart jack, can handle a load of up to 60,000 pounds of pressure on one jack, which is stronger than concrete block peering, much stronger than the typical bottle jacks that you see inside of basements and crawl spaces. So these are designed, once again, to last. And because it is that galvanized steel, it's not going to rust and corrode like you get a lot of times with the just plain metal and steel jacks.
And again, it's a permanent fix.
Absolutely. These are also nice because not only is it going to keep the floors from continuing to sag, but also at the same time, we can actually lift the floors back up into their original position, which if you have cracks on the walls and in the ceiling, or if you have your walls starting to pull away from the flooring, we can lift it right back up into place and it'll close up most of those things pretty easily.
Now, I know that some people can go out to the big box stores and maybe get these kind of almost a similar kind of thing, but it's not a smart jack.
No, it is not even close to a smart jack, and that's when we come out, and if especially if you specifically are looking for the smart jack system to correct the sagging, we bring out a piece of the galvanized steel that the pole for the smart jack is made of, and you can feel the weight of that material, and you can feel the density of it, and you can see it's nothing like a typical jack.
Our phone number on the air, 345-5858. That's 304-345-5858. If you have a question for Lil Pat from Basement Systems of West Virginia, phone number 345-5858. Also, if you want to call them toll-free, that's Basement Systems of West Virginia, to have them come out for a free inspection, an estimate of your crawl space or your basement needs, 1-888-619-1300. That's 1-888-619-1300. You can also arrange for a free inspection and estimate online at basementsystemswv.com.
WCHS!
Hey, Jim, what do you think about this election?
Well, I'm sure about one thing. I'm voting to re-elect Delegate Nancy Guthrie.
I like her, too. She's positive about West Virginia. And this negative talk about incumbents, well, that's just nonsense.
I know what you mean. Just look at the record. Unlike other states, West Virginia isn't broke. That's because incumbents like Delegate Nancy Guthrie are managing our money wisely.
I know they're paying the bills, lowering our debts, saving money, lowering business taxes, the food taxes, taxes on seniors, and they're creating new jobs.
That's why I'm not buying that anti-incumbent baloney. Delegate Nancy Guthrie is doing a good job. I want people in office looking out for me. That's why I'm ignoring the negative and voting positive. I'm voting to re-elect Delegate Nancy Guthrie.
Me too. I'm asking my family and friends to vote for her. We need more delegates like Nancy Guthrie.
On November 2nd, re-elect Nancy Guthrie to the West Virginia House of Delegates.
Paid for by Citizens for Nancy Guthrie.
From Consumer Reports, Investing in Gold, I'm Ernie Sprantz. Unless you've completely eliminated broadcast media from your life, you've probably seen and heard the ads urging you to buy gold coins and bars. The reasoning varies. Impending inflation is a source of concern, as well as the growing U.S. budget deficit. But buying physical gold has a number of disadvantages. The first is where to store it. Segregated storage vaults in which your allotment is tagged and stored separate from others costs $15 a month. A bank safe deposit box costs less, but if you want to sell a gold bar that you've stored in one, you'll need to pay to have it reassessed. Also, when you buy physical gold, you'll pay a premium that can exceed 5% of the spot or market price. Another drawback in buying coins and bars is that the IRS considers gold a collectible. So any gain you make on gold or other precious metals will be taxed at a rate as high as 28%, which will almost always be higher than the capital gains rate. This doesn't mean you shouldn't buy gold. Commodities like gold can add diversification and inflation protection to your portfolio. But there are more cost-effective ways of doing that than buying physical gold, namely through an exchange-traded fund like SPDR Gold Trust or iShares COMEX Gold Trust. These trade closer to spot pricing and are backed by gold bars stored in vaults in New York and London. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
WCHS, the voice of Charleston, Ask the Expert. And it's Pat with us from Basement Systems of West Virginia. Phone number on the air, 345-5858, 304-345-5858. And the number for Basement Systems of West Virginia, toll-free from anywhere. If you're listening online, you can call 1-888-619-1300. That's 1-888-619-1300. And online, it's basementsystemswv.com. You can call the toll-free number or go online to schedule your free inspection and estimate of your needs, whether it's your crawl space or your basement. Going back to clean space, the encapsulation of the dry crawl space, you also wrap the piers and things underneath the house, not just the walls, but I mean everything gets wrapped up, right?
Exactly, because your concrete building materials, those are all porous materials. So we generally want to cover up as much of it as we can. Plus, if the concrete block are stacked and there's hollow cells on the top of it, we cover those up so that we're going to be stopping as much moisture as we can.
And what if the homeowner has their furnace underneath their house in the crawl space?
Well, that's typically not an issue at all. Most homeowners with crawl spaces do put the furnace underneath there, or a water heater or a water softener. And basically, the furnace isn't an issue. The only thing we look at when we go into the crawl space is if there's a gas furnace, we just need you to make sure that there's going to be some type of combustion air provided to that furnace.
And does it matter about the height of the crawl space from the ground up to the floor joists?
Well, I mean, generally, crawl spaces are supposed to be 18 inches high, but a lot of them aren't. So
really?
As long as
Less than 18 inches? Some of them are?
You'd be surprised some of the ones we've been in.
Oh, my goodness.
As long as we can touch the exterior walls of the crawl space, we can come in and install the system. In some cases, if there isn't any way to get to some of those areas, there are other ways we could potentially design a system to help to take care of most of your issues.
And I know that because some of these houses or many homes here in this area are built on the side of hills, you may have a crawl space that starts 2 feet, and the time you get to the other end of the house, you can stand up.
Oh, yeah. 2 feet to 10 feet. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. And you can take care of that homeowner, too.
Absolutely.
All right. 304-345-5858 for Pat Edwardson with us here on Ask the Expert this morning on WCHS. And our phone number, 345-5858. As far as the basement goes, again, if necessary, you could put in a dehumidifier as well.
We have the dehumidifying systems, as mentioned, the wall systems, the flooring systems. We have the waterproofing systems. We have everything you could possibly need. We even have special hoses designed for washing machines, because a lot of people don't know that your washing machine, every time you get done using it, you got those faucets on the wall so you can turn the water off.
Mm-hmm.
Those hoses on washing machines aren't designed to be under constant pressure the way that they are.
Mm.
That's why a lot of times people have issues with those hoses breaking and flooding out the basement. We have other things called flood rings that you put around the base of a water heater. So if the water heater ever spring a leak, there's a little drain built into this ring that's on the top of the floor so that water's not going to go and flood out the entire basement.
So where does the water go if it comes out? It's in the ring and there's a drain and it goes somewhere? Or?
Well, yeah. Generally what we do is we take it to the sump pump down inside of the basement.
So. Okay. And speaking of sump pumps, if necessary, tell us about the sump pump, if a homeowner might need one of those too.
Well, the sump pump systems, we have a couple of different types. We have a standard sump pump system, and then we also have sump pumps with battery backup systems. It just depends on what type of conditions you have going on inside of the basement.
All right, that is Basement Systems of West Virginia. They can take care of dewatering your crawl space, your basement, in your home. Just give them a call toll-free at 1-888-619-1300 or go online to basementsystemswv.com. Pat, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Appreciate it.
That's Little Pat. I'm Rick Johnson on 58 WCHS.
Mountaineer football, 58 WCHS.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. Possible terrorist targets in Europe. Airport lobbies, London, Paris, Frankfurt. A U.S. travel warning to Americans traveling to Europe. Intercepted chatter indicating there might be teams of terrorists already in place. However, State Department also says it is not saying Americans should not travel to Europe. ABC's Jim Ryan's at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
Half a dozen overseas flights are set to depart from this airport today, and the flight information boards show all of them leaving.